Tom, thanks so much for being with us today on this busy week in the news.
Hey, Aaron, good to be with you.
So let's start by talking about the emergency declaration and the Senate's effort to block it, or Congress's effort to block it, that passed the House already. It's going into the Senate now. And again, there's some uncertainty as to whether or not it's ultimately going to get past a presidential veto. But where do Americans stand on all this?
Well, there's really no appetite for the national emergency at all. Only 36% of voters in a recent PBS poll said that they supported the national emergency to build the wall on the border. 61% of voters said they were opposed to it. And I think it's pretty notable that you see that 25-point spread against the national emergency, because so many things during the Trump administration basically have just played out as, if you approve of Trump, you approve of what he's trying to do. If you disapprove of Trump, you disapprove of what he's trying to do. Mm-hmm. But he has higher than a 36% approval rating. So this is something where a fair number of people who supported him really have some pause about it too, and not just people who have sort of consistently been against him across the board. And I think that perhaps is why you see maybe a few more Republicans sort of going against him on this than you've seen on a lot of things. Obviously, Tom Tillis's position on this has gotten a lot of attention recently. And we found in North Carolina last month, when we pulled on this before Trump actually did it, that only 39% of voters in North Carolina supported a national emergency, 55% opposed. So Tillis's skepticism about this is, I think, a good idea for him politically as he heads into his reelection, because voters in the state definitely are not on board.
Well, that's a good point, bringing up Tillis, because usually you don't see Tom Tillis as being the Republican who's out in front of his colleagues in terms of pushing back against the president. But it certainly was the case this time. And the other Republicans that you're seeing come over to the other side and push back against the president on this, some of them are the usual suspects. Susan Collins was speaking in the Senate earlier today, but a lot of them are Republicans who often don't push back as hard or as vocally against Trump, but are up for re-election in 2020 in some swing states where they might be in danger. So how much do those senators need to worry about their re-election prospects, especially if they side with the president on an unpopular thing like this?
Well, basically, if you're in a competitive state and up for re-election next year, you're a Republican senator, you want to have some things you can point to where you actually stood up to the president. And I think that this is one that sort of a good idea to do that with, because it's something where you can stand up against the president, but you can also stand up against the president from a conservative point of view. One thing that a lot of Republicans are saying about this national emergency is, okay, if Trump's going to try to do this for the wall with Mexico, and then Democrats get the White House next year, they're going to do this to pass gun control and pass a Green New Deal and all those sorts of things. So it's sort of an interesting issue for Republican senators, where they can show some independence from Trump, but also sort of couch that independence from Trump in a "we need to protect ourselves from future liberal oversteps" fashion, as opposed to sort of framing it as this is too extreme.
Mm-hmm. Speaking with Tom Jensen, publicpolicypolling.com is the website. Again, Twitter at PPP Polls as well, if you want to find them on social media. Let's turn to the Cohen testimony from yesterday that's still continuing to kind of dominate the conversation on the national level, and the Mueller investigation, which we started to get little inklings at the end of last week that, oh, it's going to wrap up by the middle of the week, but it's still going on as it has been. Following the Cohen testimony, again, a lot of sort of bombshell information dropped by Cohen in that testimony. Is there any indication that it's changing people's minds?
Well, I don't know that Cohen's testimony is going to do much to change people's minds, but in general, we do find that voters continue to support the Mueller investigation. There was a Washington Post poll a couple weeks ago that asked people, do you approve or disapprove of how Mueller's handling the investigation? 51% said that they supported how Mueller was handling it. Only 34% disapproved. And sort of on the flip side of that, they asked, do you approve or disapprove of how Trump has handled the Mueller investigation, only 35% approval, 52% disapproval. So there's a definite sense from a majority of voters that this is a reasonable thing to be continuing with and to sort of try to get to the bottom of it. But one thing I think in the Mueller polling that is about to become very important is this question of, do you think that Mueller's final report on the investigation should be made public in its entirety or not? 81% of voters in that Washington Post poll said that they think Mueller's final report on the investigation should be made public in its entirety. Only 15% don't think it should be. So anytime that you have over 80% support for something, that shows that there's a pretty clear bipartisan consensus that Mueller's report should be made public in full. I think we're probably headed into a cycle where there's going to be a bunch of fighting about what is or is not going to happen with Mueller's investigation. And this really is a situation where whether people like Trump or not, whether they like the Mueller investigation or not, they do think that whatever Mueller finds should be released to the public in full. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out in the days ahead.
And then finally, in terms of the consequences of the Mueller report, what ends up coming out in terms of are we going to censure the president? Are we going to try to impeach the president? If there's any information that comes out of the Mueller report that points in that direction or raises that as a conversation, how much do you expect public opinion to play a role in the decisions made by members of Congress? Obviously, we're looking at Republicans in particular, because in order to, especially to impeach and convict, Republicans are going to have to side with Democrats on that in order for that to happen. How much of that decision is going to involve looking at public opinion polls and seeing, am I going to be risking my support with Republicans? Am I going to be risking my reelection campaign by not doing the right thing in this case, if it comes to that?
Well, I do think public opinion will play a big role in terms of how members of Congress sort of handle whatever comes out of the Mueller investigation. One thing that's important to remember in this current political context is that for most of the first year or two after the Watergate burglary came to light, Republicans really had sort of similar opinions about whether Nixon should be held to any account for that to what we've seen about Trump and Russia over the last year. It was something that Republicans sort of just brushed aside, and large numbers of Republicans said that they thought it wasn't a legitimate issue and that sort of thing. And for a long time, Republican politicians sort of followed the lead of Republican voters on that. Mm-hmm. And then when the dam finally eventually sort of broke, where it got to the point where there was so much out about Nixon that it started to move the needle among Republican voters about whether they thought it was a real thing or not, that was then when you finally saw some real bipartisan support for impeaching Nixon that ultimately led to his resignation. So I think the really interesting thing to see here in the coming weeks is, even if there is significant bombshell sort of stuff in the report that implicates Trump and indicates that he engaged in illegal activity, are we now in a political climate where it's possible for Republicans to actually change their minds about it the way that they did about Nixon and finally starting to hold him accountable for it once things kind of got to a certain point? Or have we just reached a point where nothing's going to change Republicans' minds about it at all? And as such, it then becomes very perilous for any Republican politician to really hold Trump to account for this stuff, because they could very well lose a primary election in the future if they're seen as not being sufficiently pro-Trump. So I think that is the big question we have to see is, I think absolutely public opinion is going to matter, but the big question is, are Republicans actually capable of moving on this in terms of rank and file voters in a way that causes their politicians to move, or do they continue to just have their heels dug in just as much as they are now, in which case I don't think it's very likely that you're going to see Republican politicians doing much to hold Trump accountable.
PublicPolicyPolling.com for more numbers. You can also find them on social media at PPP Polls. Tom Jensen, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.